half of my guests are here. Jocelyn Fish, who's director of marketing and development for the Racine Theater Guild, is here. And pretty soon, we're going to have, and this is what actors do. They make a grand entrance.
Well, it does not help when it is snowing like crazy outside. And people don't know how to drive and, you know, nothing salted. And so we'll see you, Linda.
Linda McClanahan's going to be here. Yes. She is one of the stars of Ripcord, which is opening this Friday night at the Racine Theater Guild. It's always big when it opens. You guys are extra nervous on opening night?
I mean, I just get to market the show, so that's nice. The actors and crew, I know there's always like a level of what's going to happen. And that's kind of the cool thing about theater is, you know, even though you've rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it, it's a live event. And you never know how the audience is going to react, especially with a show like this. Ripcord is a comedy with a lot of heart. It actually does a couple of gut punches, I would say, throughout the script as well. It's about two ladies who live in an assisted living facility, and Linda's character of Abby wants her room to herself, and then Dawn Van Ess plays her new roommate Marilyn, and so she's this sunny, happy-go-lucky person, and Abby wants to kick Marilyn out of her room, and it's a head-to-head battle of who's going to stay in the room and who's going to go, and they make a bet and try to make the other leave.
Well, the director of the show is not Doug Instance. Normally, he directs a lot of the shows there. This is Beth Johnston Bush.
Yes.
Talk about her.
Yes. So Beth also directed Over the River and Through the Woods last January. She's been involved with the Theater Guild a few years. Her husband, Randy, is a pastor up in Milwaukee. So they moved back to the area, like 3 years ago or so. So she's taking the reins on this one and getting them all in shape. I was at rehearsal last night, and it's, you know, those moments when all the sound, lights, acting, costumes, props are all really coming together and getting ready for opening night.
I think I'd be terrified because I'd be so afraid I'd forget my lines. I mean, I got to have the call letters here in front of my face. And, you know, I've been here 27 years and I still have to have it in front of my face. I don't know. And the thing is, if somebody feeds you a wrong line, it's like, hamana, hamana, hamana. What do you do? What do you say? That's got to be a
little bit of improv on top of things.
Well, that's got to be. I guess you can do some improv to get back on track again. But it's got to be terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, the theater is a flow of conversation. And so, you know, how are you reacting to what the person is saying to you? And how are you talking to them physically, verbally? All those things that an audience can connect with you on.
Let's talk a little about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's just, you ended a run there. It was a big Christmas show. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, what a cast, and the singing, the dancing. And I was telling you before we got on the air, the old bamboo is a dance they do use. And there she is.
Yes, here I are.
Come on, let's go. Door's open, let's go. She's here. And I was so worried when they're dealing with these bamboo canes, they were going to smack each other in the face with it, and I couldn't watch it. They didn't do it, but I just thought they would. Come on back here, Linda. Come on.
They rehearsed with those bamboo sticks a lot.
But they're so close to each other's face. At least in the movie, somebody gets smacked. All right, get another guy in there. This guy's bleeding. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good morning.
You're not meeting us.
I see you made it through the big snows of Kilimanjaro out there.
Even the Sherpa got lost.
You got your sled dogs outside and everything, mushing your way through the snow.
You know, and this is the cool thing about our volunteers is they were, Linda had rehearsal. I don't know, what time did you guys finish up last night, Linda? Well, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, last night we got out about 10. The night before it was about 11:30. Yeah, so.
And so now she's up bright and early just to see your face, Doc.
Yeah. She brought her book with her.
Yeah.
That's what you guys have to do. You're just going to see that for a second.
All highlighted.
My scripts, yes.
All kinds of notes lines and stuff.
Oh, I couldn't do this.
And Linda and Dawn both have, for any roles, these are very, very large line loads for their characters. And they are talking to each other a lot, and they're having full conversations with other characters a lot. So it's a lot to remember on top of the block, eat on top of which prop to bring on top. Yeah.
People are always don't always realize that we also have to. The whole thing is choreographed. You know, we don't walk where we want to. We walk specific places at specific times, and you got to memorize that along with all these lines.
Yeah.
And Dawn and I, you know, this is two senior women in a senior facility, and we are both. Definitely seniors. And like Dawn said to the Beth one day, she says, you do realize we really are old ladies and don't even know what day it is sometimes. But we're getting there.
It's really coming along. Last night, there's a scene with Linda and Len Mackey. And Len Mackey plays her son. And it is a very, this is the gut punch moment. Again, this is a very comedic show, but there's a couple of moments. And I was going to tell you, Linda, I got a little choked up last night watching that scene because it gets very serious and it's a very real conversation between two people in the middle of this really funny, over-the-top comedy, which is quite something.
Yeah.
No, I was watching the, listening to the commentary the other day for As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack Nicholson always had trouble with his lines.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And even in some, he used to write them on baby's diapers when he was, because he had trouble remembering lines. I mean, you'd never know it from seeing the final product. I mean, he's amazing in these movies. Even in A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. You can't handle the truth. Yeah. I mean, he was amazing in those roles, but he couldn't remember his lines. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's out of acting now. He said he can't remember anything anymore.
We were laughing about writing part of the script on the, the pillows and the bed. And I use my tablet a lot, my iPad a lot. And I was thinking about, could I put the script on that? But I don't use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And,
when you guys ran the Sunshine Boys several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
One of the actors got sick.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Jerry
Renau had a detached retina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Norm had to step in.
Right. Yeah. And he actually had the book in his hand the whole thing. Yeah. But he did it in such a way where you didn't pay attention to the book.
Right.
Even though he would glance down at it, but he would glance around. So you didn't know he was looking at the book. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can come in at the last minute and not know. Oh, wow. That's great stuff. So we're going to talk more. I want to know what you do in real life. We're going to talk about that in a moment. We have some other shows at the Racine Theater Guild, and we're going to talk more about Ripcord, which opens up this Friday night. You nervous about that, Linda?
You
don't look like a nervous type.
I'm sound asleep. That's we are nervous, mostly because we've been working hard. Mm-hmm. It's a really good cast. We love the director. Mm-hmm. The audience deserves our best. We really want to do that.
Yeah.
We're talking to, we've got Jocelyn Fish here, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. And is it actor or actress? I think it's actor, isn't it?
Well, people pretty much,
won't actor. Go. Yeah. Actor. Linda McClanahan from the latest production of the Racine Theater Guild, Ripcord, which opens up this Friday. For people just tuning in, Jocelyn, give us a quick synopsis of Ripcord.
So Ripcord is about Linda's character, Abby, and Dawn Van Ness's character, Marilyn, living in an assisted living room together. And Abby wants the room to herself. She wants to be alone. She wants her sunshiny corner, and she just wants to read and peace. And Marilyn is not that kind of person. Marilyn is all energy, all sunshine, all in her business.
Right.
And so they decide to make a bet to see if they can get the other to leave the room. And they start to play pranks on each other. There is a haunted house
involved. Escalates like crazy.
There is skydiving involved. There is all kinds of family drama involved. Mm-hmm. So it's a comedy, but then there are some really, really heartfelt moments as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us a little background on you, Linda. You're a Dominican nun.
I'm a
Dominican sister.
Yes, I am. But long before I was a sister, I was a sergeant in the U.S. Army, which included time in Vietnam.
You look tough.
I get that a lot. As my brother says, now I really work for the commander-in-chief. But I got involved in the Theater Guild, though, in 1995 when I moved here from California. The first play I auditioned for was happened to be from my favorite book, which is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then I played Mrs. DeBose, you know, the cranky old neighbor with, you know, don't you say hey to me, you ugly little girl. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I usually play characters. This is a lot more lines than I've ever had to deal with.
So are you cranky in real life?
Beth wanted to ask me, she says, I think you really have captured, you know, Abby's essence. And I said, well, I was Abby for 11 years after Vietnam. Yeah. You know, leave me alone. Don't talk to me, you know.
So once you're a sergeant in the military, you tend to boss people around when you get out of the military?
Well, I've also been supervisors and managers and things like that. I was a counselor for 20 years working with military and little kids who were traumatized, post-traumatic stress. I don't call it a disorder. It's not a disorder. It's an injury. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I do a lot of work with that. And then I've retired, and now I work or volunteer at the Hope Center downtown.
Mm-hmm. How do you get involved with the Dominican Sisters, somebody from Vietnam? You think of the sisters as being calm, sweet, and quiet. You're a lovely person, but you ain't calm, sweet, and quiet.
Well, yeah, somebody once looked at me and said, boy, you're not your mother's nuns, that's for sure. You know, well, our Dominican sisters are quite, you know, the Racine Dominicans are quite involved in justice issues and all kinds of things. So it really is, I'm very glad to be part of them. We've done some really good work. I mean, we started the healthcare network. We started Bethany Apartments and St. Catherine's High School. And I'm going to forget all the others, the Echo J Center. And anyway, lots of a senior companion program. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things around town that we've been part of. And of course, the you know, since the schools, you know, except for St. Catherine's, you know, we're still...
So how'd you get into the acting part? How many shows have you been in at the Guild?
I'm not really sure. I think I've been in about 9. I've worked backstage for many shows, too, which I love to do. I love to do props and ASM, assistant stage manager, you know, giving people cues. Hey, get out here.
Being a sarge.
So, yes.
Bossy. So my daughter, I always said when she was little, I said, she'll make a good military officer someday. Because when she was little, she was bossy, 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 we used to say. She was telling kids, you play over there. You're going to play with this toy. Over.
Yep.
I said, stop bossing these kids around. They're never going to come back here again. Now she's married. She's in her mid-40s. She's still bossing people around. She was a natural boss. Name the last show you were in on stage.
I think it was Sound of Music.
Okay.
Yeah. Played Sister Berta, the.
Okay.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. The cranky one again.
Okay, so let's talk about Ripcord. So this opens up this Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Friday. And if you want to get tickets...
It's really funny. I mean, it has some really good lines.
How do you get tickets for this? Now, we've got to mention this now.
Yep.
There are only 2 ways to get tickets.
Yes.
There are no other ways.
Yes.
You think there might be other ways, but there are only 2 ways.
Yes.
It's...
RacineTheater.org, our website. Go to our website, not any other third-party ticket resellers. Go to the RacineTheater.org, or you can stop in to the box office or give them a call at 262-633-4218.
Best thing to do is get your butt down there in person.
Yeah.
There's always somebody there willing to take your money and give you tickets. And this is so reasonably priced.
If you order them online, you actually can see the layout, so you know what seats are available in the best
if you're in person, they get the layouts.
Yeah.
But,
you
know, I have the same seats for about 19 years, so it's...
And the really cool thing about this show and about every show at the theater is we have so many volunteers involved from all walks of life. So, Linda's our veteran. Dawn's a retired music teacher. We've got Matthew in this. We've got Colleen.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Len. We've got Rich.
Hey, you got Benson involved, too.
We've got Benson's involved.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Berg.
Berg, stage manager. Yeah.
And Davidson.
Davidson's working on it.
There's always a Benson involved in one of your shows. I mean, they got like 5 Bensons, and this time you got Megan Benson, who's in charge of costume. What's PSM?
PSM is the production stage manager, so she is gathering all the volunteers to work behind the scenes, and then she's making sure they're doing their job.
Right.
So, She's got a lot on her plate right now.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking off the call board. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got this. Maybe from being a seasoned subscriber.
Yeah, probably.
So you get the call board, which is a really neat thing.
It gives you a little background information at the show. Sure. This one has an interview that I did with Dawn talking about her experience at the theater. So it's a nice way to highlight what we've got coming up, too.
Yeah. I love working with Dawn. She's, well, everybody, the whole cast is good, but
you two are a hoop together. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the next three shows you got coming up. The one's a mystery. I've seen the movie The Girl on the Train.
Yes, The Girl on the Train will open at the end of February. Doug's got his first reading, I think, tonight, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Then we got The Hobbit.
The Hobbit auditions for The Hobbit, in case anyone wants to be on stage. It is a straight play. There's no music in it. It is a play. Hobbit auditions are Monday and Tuesday next week. So you can actually come get involved, and then it goes up on stage in April.
Yeah, that's Lord of the Rings.
No prior experience.
100% no prior experience, yes.
But then you've got the big Broadway smash musical Pippin coming in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Pippin also has auditions coming up. I'm sending that email out, I think, at 8 o'clock this morning. But auditions for that will be February 28th and March 1st. And then that goes into rehearsal right away in March and opens up May 15th and runs through the 31st.
And we got Bensons in all these shows.
Right? Yeah. We shall see.
I love the grandma and Pippin. I've thought about doing that, but Martha Ray is one of my heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, children's theater. I'm looking on the list here. We have something coming up in February, the SpongeBob Musical Youth Edition.
Horlick High School is coming to perform that the first weekend of February, so that will be February 6th through the 8th, and then Love Ruby Valentine is in March as well as part of the children's theater. Mm-hmm.
You got the Whiskey Bells for a limited edition show on Saturday, February 21st.
The 21st. At 7 p.m.
And the the signature series, nothing until June.
We do have an April show.
April show, there in front of my face. Sunday.
The Royal Melodies, that's for kids. Yeah. So that's a 45-minute concert with some of their favorite princes and princesses singing their songs. And then the other thing that I don't think you have is our Jeans Jazz series has started. And our next Jeans Jazz concert is going to be the 14th. And that is the Steve Peplin and Neil Davis, or I'm switching their names around, one of the two. Guitar duo. And then Harmonious Whale, which actually features some of our Racine Native.
Actually, I do have Jeans Jazz. I just can't. It was in my briefcase. I thought I had everything
else. I'm here to help you, Don.
I had it all out here. Well, this is great. Ripcord. We'll be giving tickets away to Ripcord for the Saturday night performance. It's always good. I mean, every show there is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never heard of a lot of these shows, and I was surprised by how good they are.
Yeah, this is a newer comedy, too. So this is David Lindsley Abaire is known for Rabbit Hole is one of his more popular ones, Kimberly Akimbo. But this is, he kind of has this style of comedy of a reality that's funny, and then again, a couple of gut punches in there to really bring it back down to the reality.
What are ticket prices for Ripcord?
$20 is the top ticket price.
That's hard to believe. You know, if you want to go to a Broadway musical now, it's minimum $200.
Yeah.
That's if you can get seats for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Broadway years ago, it was $125.
Yeah.
And now it's in Hamilton. Forget it. You got to mortgage your house, sell your kid.
No kidding.
I mean, you got to be an indentured servant if you want to see that show on Broadway. Yeah. All right. Okay. Once a quick review. Ripcord opens up Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Tickets are available if you do one of two things. You either go to the box office, get your butt down there in person on Northwestern Avenue. Or you can go to RacineTheater.org. RacineTheater.org. There are third-party people that are going to charge you three times the price. Do not do it.
Nope.
RacineTheater.org. If you don't see the happy faces of the Racine Theater people on there, do not buy the tickets. I always go, I buy them all the time, but if I have to exchange them, I do it in person. I don't trust the internet for some reason. I trust the smiley faces of the ladies at the box office or the guys at the box office.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Now,
you going to wave to me if you see me?
No, you're in the dark, and I don't wear my glasses on stage.
I sit pretty close to the front. But I got to ask you, the people who redo the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, they rebuild it every show.
Just about,
what's left of it?
An entire group of volunteers. So we have a lot of people that come in, and we hand paint the stage for every show. We build it up.
It must be four layers, six layers thick of paint.
Easily. And then this one, we've got a built-up platform. We've got a really interesting structure for the apartment itself. It will be, to see it in person is really quite something. At first, you're like, what is it? And then they're like, oh, it's the apartment.
Well, it's the senior facility. It's the room. on the third floor. So,
well, thank you guys for schlepping through the snow. I do appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Don.
Linda McClanahan, who is one of the stars of the latest production, Ripcord, at the Racine Theatre Guild. And, of course, Jocelyn Fish, who joins us all the time, director of marketing and development at the Racine Theatre Guild. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm
well,
looking forward to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have tickets for the last weekend.
Great.
Okay.
I figure by the last weekend, everybody knows their parts.
I was going to say, by that time, we might have the lines down.
Yeah, that's why I always wanted the last weekend. I want the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, we'll be giving tickets away shortly, and maybe you can win a pair. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Don.